You're listening to SBS News.
From midnight, New Zealand is gradually easing restrictions after 5 weeks of a tough coronavirus lockdown. The early lockdown was activated when the nation only had 200 cases and has been described by the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, as the strictest constraints placed on New Zealanders in modern history. Some non-essential businesses are cautiously allowed to resume, but the government warns it's not a complete return to normality. Ms. Ardern is urging people not to become complacent in order to prevent new outbreaks from occurring.
There is no widespread undetected community transmission in New Zealand. We have won that battle, but we must remain vigilant if we're to keep it that way. That includes safely returning more New Zealanders to work, enabling more businesses to reopen, and allowing some of the recreational activities we've missed in the past 4 weeks. As you will have heard me say repeatedly, it is not and cannot be a return to pre-COVID-19 life.
Around 400,000 New Zealanders are expected to return to their workplaces, providing relief for industries such as forestry, construction and education. School will resume, but gyms, cinemas and public places remain closed. People will now be able to enjoy takeaway meals and pick up a coffee, with restaurants and cafes permitted to open their doors. But customers are not allowed to enter the premises, with service confined to delivery, drive-through, and contactless takeaway and payment. Per capita testing rates in the world, with only 0.05% of tests coming back positive last week and 0.17% today. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield confirms the majority of people who contracted the virus have recovered.
Of our cases, 1,180 are reported as recovered, an increase of 38 on yesterday, and this means around 80% of our cases are now recovered.
It's prompted the government to downgrade the lockdown from level 4 to level